Well, our moms think we're funny.
Okay. Myths and spiritual practices relate to masturbation have been around for centuries, including the notion that ejaculation is somehow tied to strength. Because, you know, it used to be like the thing
well,
of like...
Yeah, was it Crowley or Anton LaVey who came up with sex magic? That was Crowley.
That
if you cast your spell just as you're orgasming, it makes the spell way more potent.
So, like, blood sugar baby sex magic?
Yeah.
See, Anthony Kiedis was on to something. but I was thinking of, like, the whole thing of, like, athletes, like, not having sex, like, the day before the event.
Right,
you know,
right.
Boxers don't have sex the day before, or whatever. That's just because, like, if you don't win, you ain't getting no pussy. So, so I'm not gonna give it to you now, right? Because you'd be like, well, I don't give a shit, I had some last night.
Well, like, I'm sure if you don't nut for, like, the day before the event, yeah, that's gonna cause a bit of a boost in testosterone.
Or maybe it'll relax me so I won't be all tense about the fight.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of some boxers. I've heard so many different things. Like, that's the thing, it's not universal. People are all different. I mean, it used to be across the board, no matter what sport, you're not gonna do anything the day before the event. Then there were some coaches who were like, actually, he fights better when he's, like, had sex the night before.
Yeah.
Like, it depends entirely on the guy. And then you've got guys who are like, oh, you know, I'll stroke it, but I'm not gonna come, because then that'll get me, like, really riled up.
That's like getting in a shower and not using soap.
Right? Like, oh, that'll get me really riled up and get my testosterone up. It's like, everybody's different. Some people, one thing will work, some the other thing will work.
Yeah. I mean, I remember Lance Armstrong would say, but like, you know, like before, you know, like the night before a race, and the thing, like, the only thing that really, like, works for me to kick me is steroids. And I was like, okay, that's great,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
juice it up, baby.
That works for him, right?
The term NoFap originally began popping up in bodybuilding forums in the mid-2000s.
It's always the goddamn bodybuilding forums.
Yeah.
Some of the weirdest shit I've ever seen on the internet always comes from bodybuilding
forums. Of course it does.
Yeah, it does.
Because they think they're the manliest of the manly. So whatever it is I do that gets me this body, right, has got to be the trick. It's got to be the thing. Yeah. But its popularity escalated when an official NoFap Reddit forum or subreddit was founded in 2011 by then college student Alexander Rhodes. Okay. So here's a guy who, you know, is watching a lot of porn. And he's one of those people that's not discreet about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's in college. Girls aren't, like, you know, hitting on him. Or when he does get a girl to go out, the first thing he wants to do is bend her over and jam his dick in her ass and everything. Because that's what they do in the movies. And then it's like, what the hell did you do? It's like, well, that's what they did in porn. It's like, you watch too much fucking porn, you loser. And he's like, I'm going to stop masturbating because I'm socially inept. And it's like, yo, it's because you're a moron. I'm surprised you even got into college. Is it daddy rich?
I mean, maybe he's one of those guys who, like, watches all the incest shit and tried to, like, fuck his aunt or something.
I mean, I would be okay with that, but say his aunt is ugly. You've seen that bitch? she's not like Aunt Gwen from American Dad.
Well, yeah.
Black doctor said I was almost an angel.
I mean, you know, she's a little pear-shaped, but I think she carries it well.
I mean, yeah, I mean...
Her face does look like it was hit with a shovel, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, right, from, like, the neck down, you put her in, like, a grass skirt and a coconut bra. Oh, yeah, yeah, I totally hit that shit, you know? So, sorry, I had to lubricate the throat there. Yeah, not in the way you guys are thinking, because we're talking about masturbating. So, Alexander Rhodes... In a 2012 radio interview, Rhodes said he'd seen a study on Reddit claiming that men's testosterone levels increased after a week of not masturbating. You read a study on Reddit. Because, you know, that's where most people go. Like, if I want to learn something or anything, be like, oh, I've got a paper to write? Let me go to Reddit and then Wikipedia. Done.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It was just, like, kind of a joke, you know? Said Rhodes during the radio interview. He and other Reddit users posted about wanting to recreate the experiment at home. And this was all occurring in the comments. So then really what was necessary in my eyes was just a place, a centralized location where everyone could try this technique out. Oh, really? Well, like, we're going to try a technique that's called not masturbating. Like, that's not really a technique.
Hey, bros, you want to go hang out and like not charge our J.O. crystals?
I mean, honestly, like, there have been so many times where I've gone, you know, weeks, months without masturbating. You know why? because I've been so fucking tired when I got home. I just crashed. I wasn't even thinking about that. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, when you're so tired that you won't even reach over to grab a tissue to blow your nose, you just like pull the end of like the pillowcase and then like snot into that and then flip it over, right? Like you masturbating like shit. No. I'm like, damn, I've got to somehow, like, get enough sleep and then remember not to roll over to my left side and get snottle up in my ear and shit. I mean,
Yeah. There was that one job where I was working, like, 14, 15 hours a day. Yeah, that company. And, I mean, I didn't even eat, man.
I mean, well, I mean, shit, after you've been kneading dough all day, the last thing you want to do is come home and need some more dough.
No, it wasn't the bakery.
Man. Oh, okay.
It was the printer company where I was working 14 and 15 hours a day.
Yeah.
Like, nobody ever saw me. That whole place. Yeah, like, I wouldn't even eat. Like, I would, like, run through a drive-thru, sure. But I never just, like, sat down to have a meal. I would get home, I would sit at my desk for a couple of minutes, and then I'd just go to bed. It was terrible. It was a horrible way to live.
Is that the place that where you told me you had that, like, that one night when you were so tired? Like, you came home, and you were working with like some toner or something like that, and I ended up getting on your hands and like you were tired. You came home, you went to sleep, but somewhere in the middle of the night, you jacked off and you forgot about all that thing. You woke up the next morning, your dick was black and you started freaking out. Was that that place?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I tried not to laugh, but I thought that was kind of funny. Because I would have figured like if that happened, the first thing would be like, holy shit, this is going to be amazing. But you were like, ah! You're like, I think I broke something. I'm like, dude. Like,
I don't want my dick to rob me.
That's it. I got your balls being held hostage here. So Rhodes also created NoFap.com, trademarked the terms NoFap and Fapstronaut.
Fapstronaut.
He trademarked the term NoFap. Like, wow.
Fapstronaut
for certain uses and started a company.
Oh,
NPR has reached out to Rhodes and his company multiple times, but they never accepted an interview or responded to specific requests for comments because they're too busy jacking off. Scholars who say the NoFap world note that it emerged alongside what's called the Manosphere. Ding, ding, ding for Comey.
Hey, who called it?
A collection of online spaces devoted to the idea that men are under threat from feminism, you know, and modern life. That views thrive offline as well. That view thrives offline as well. I don't know, like, people like this whole thing, like, or, you know, some people like the whole, feminism, like, what is feminism? What is feminism? Just a woman just exercising her right to just be like everybody else, you know, and then sometimes to an extreme. But you know what? It's like hot water and cold water, right? If you don't have cold water, you've never had cold water, right? You fucking hate hot water because you're always burning yourself. Or you get used to it. And then you're like, and then when you do have cold water, you're like, I hate this. Like this is just, ugh, this feels weird. But when you have hot water and cold water, right? You're like, I know which one I like. I know which one I don't like. Sure. But I also know that I don't like it really, really cold. I don't like it really, really hot, right?
Yeah,
I may want to lean more towards the hotter side of it, but not scalding, or more towards the colder side, right? You know, you have to have the opposites there so you can do a proper comparison. Like, so feminism is not a bad thing. If you don't like ultra feminism, great. That helps you identify the people that are ultra feminism. Otherwise, they're all the fucking same, right? I mean, just whiz. Like, what would you rather run into in a forest? Like, you know, a feminist or a non-feminist?
The man-hating lesbian.
Because you're fucking things to your imagination. So a national poll conducted in late 2022 found that 4 out of 10 Americans believe society has become, quote, too soft and feminine. Right? Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson did a special for Fox in 2022 called The End of Men, drawing attention to the decline of manhood, of virility, of physical health, all of which together threatens to doom our civilization. It's more because, like, you know, so many people are just not properly exercising or eating right or doing anything else, but, you know, whatever.
That's definitely a big part of it. A really big part of it.
Yeah. In masturbation abstinence groups, the ubiquity of internet porn is often framed as a major factor in this alleged decline, and abstaining from masturbation is held up as a cure. So, here's the thing about porn, right? If you are a frequent porn watcher, you have to go through, and we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. you have to go through cycles of like, what is going to arouse you?
Right, right.
Because if this thing, one thing arouses you, and you hit that up all the time, eventually it's not going to do the trick anymore. And you have to move on to something else, move on to something else, move on to something else. After a while, though, you can go back to those other things.
Sure.
But the idea here is that, you know, that the ubiquity, as they say, of internet porn is often framed as a factor in the decline. Well, and say for masturbation, like, but you understand, like, once you've kind of, max yourself out on that one genre, right? Or when you're getting close to maxing yourself out, it doesn't do it for you. And right, you spend a lot of time trying to find that thing that's going to, like, hit that spark.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, it's not like I can just go, like, here's a pair of titties, bing bong, I'm ready to go, right? It's like, no, like, you know, it's easy. And so, excuse me, it's easy, and then it starts to get a little bit harder. not that, but, you know, more difficult, and more difficult. And then you got to start branching out. Branching out is very difficult because, like, you don't know what you're going to branch out to.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
And then you can spend a lot of time, and I've spent, sometimes like, okay, like, dude, I just want to like relax. Just want to like just rub one off, right? Rub one out and spend like over an hour trying to find something that's going to like spark me.
Yeah.
Then I just fucking go to bed because like I can't find anything, you know? So like in a sense, like I, porn helped me nofap because I couldn't find anything to actually jack off to. I mean, it's like, but anyway, I digress. Pornography is a complicated topic. Not least because access to it is virtually ubiquitous today. Again with the word. Damn, okay. Like, I love your calendar.
Yeah. When you learn a new word, you just wind up like really overusing it.
I know, right?
It's like when people first learn the word indubitably, and they think that's the only thing they can say that makes them sound smart.
Indubitably it is. So while many people consume it, many also hold strong objections to it. Some oppose it on religious grounds. Others' opposition is based on its use of sexist or racist tropes or their concerns about working conditions in the industry. You know, yeah, I don't watch porn because I just don't like the way that sometimes they're treated there. I don't really know a lot about it, but I've heard some things on the internet. You know, I go to Reddit a lot, you know, or sexist or racist tropes. I mean, the only real sexist trope, or I should say racist trope on there is the whole interracial thing.
Yeah.
Which is just, you know, black girl, white guy. You know, or like the whole racist gangbang shit, or, you know, but other than that, like you never see like a video with like some Asian chick, she's like, oh, me sucking good. I mean, they you've never seen that stuff. Like the only thing you really see that's ever like in the racist aspect of it is always just a black and white thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, whatever. And as far as like the sexist thing goes, I guess that's, you know, because the women are the main part of the industry. And,
yeah.
And a lot of times they're, you know, being used in various ways or whatever. And you're like, okay, well, they're just there, you know, that's sex. They're abusing these women. They're treating them like XYZ. And I'm like, yeah, I guess, but they're also acting.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
and also they can get a job like literally anywhere else.
Yeah.
Not in the porn industry, so.
Like, yeah, like, I mean, I get that your concern is like, it's so sexist. I'm like, yeah, but none of them have to do this. I mean, like you said, there are other jobs out there. Like, if only thing I knew how to do was, I don't know, like, code, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then, and I'm, let's say, 38 years old. Sure, I could probably learn something else and go through a lot of stuff, but really, like, at this point, coding is the only thing I'm really good at and know how to do. I do it well. And then I've got, you know, I've got experience with it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I kind of feel like I have to stick with that. Like, no one says, like, you know, well, I got it. I'm 22 years old. I've been doing this for a year and a half now. It's like, I don't think I could ever do anything else. Like, I mean, it's, you know, I'm just so old now. There's no way I could learn a new skill.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So. It's just, whatever. I mean, you can find whatever excuse you want to not to enjoy something, but, I mean, it's so much better to just not go out of your way to find a reason not to and just enjoy it.
Sure.
Or just ignore it.
Yeah, just ignore it.
Others still, including many in masturbation abstinence communities, say they worry about the impact of porn on human relationships or psychology. While some consumers of NoFap content believe that they are waging an existential battle against porn, Plenty of others experiment with abstinence as a form of self-improvement. Advice on the forums often includes commonplace suggestions such as better diet, exercise, and sleep. That has nothing to do with not jacking off. You can jack off to do those things. You're going to make your life better anyway because you're getting exactly what you need. A better diet.
Yep.
You're getting exercise and you're getting proper sleep. That's the cure to all this shit right here.
When I was at my absolute most fit and, like, actually had some really good muscles and was, like, really keeping on top of the weight, never stopped jacking off. Like, that didn't affect things at all.
I mean, honestly, like, because I'm having difficulty, like, eating food right now, I thought it was, I lost a lot more weight, but I hadn't. I'm still kind of heavy. But the thing is, like, I don't masturbate. I haven't masturbated I don't know how long, right? But it's also because I can't eat very much, and I don't eat very much, so I'm always really weak.
Right.
So again, though, I'm winning.
Yeah, you're just a few short days away from your superpowers.
Yeah, and, you know, hopefully my superpower will be, like, better health. I don't know. I'll probably just be able to grow my fingernails out or some shit like that.
Maybe your superpower will be, like, being able to get a boner whenever you want to, and there you go.
Yeah.
It all pays off.
Oh man, that would be horrible. Because the first thing I do is you're in the super, I was like, shit, I gotta get this thing to go away. Better masturbate. No, no! Curse you, Luthor! Okay. So online abstinence forums are not limited to men, though past surveys of NoFap subreddit have found that the vast majority of users are male.
Well, yeah.
Some users say that they're under 18 and share intimate personal details with adult users.
Wow.
Well, that's just pedophilia. Yeah. I mean, if you are under the age of 18 and you're like, I have problems masturbating, it's because you're like between like 14 and like, you know, 17 or whatever.
Right.
It's just what you do.
Yeah. I mean, your hormones are like flying crazy high.
I mean, I remember like when I was like 15 years old, you know, your bedroom is not secure enough.
No.
You know, even if you lock the door, that's the one thing is like, you know, if your parents were to come into your bedroom, they used to like knocking and twisting the handle while they come in, right?
Right.
Because there's never any reason for you to lock the door. The minute you lock the door, it's like, this is unusual.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, uh-huh. What are you doing? You smoking in there? You're doing something you're not supposed to. All right. So the only place you can actually go to jack off is the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go and jack off in the bathroom. I mean, I remember when I was 15, I would go jack off in the bathroom. You know, wash my hands. By the time I got to the door, I was hard again. And we'll walk right back to the toilet and sit down and jack off again. Like, I mean, it would spend like a half hour in there. But like, yeah, why do you keep flushing the toilet so much? Bad meat, mom. I mean, all I have to do is just like not think of something sexy. You know, just for the 3 steps even from the sink to the door. Once I get outside the bathroom, right, I'm okay. Because, right, you know, I'm not going to go back into it because I'm outside. But if I'm still in there, you know. I mean, hell, you ever seen a guy so desperate to not get hard that he starts fumbling with the lock? You just turn it counterclockwise. He's like fumbling with this shit like he's trying to deactivate a bomb. And it's like, and then next thing you know, it's like, beep, 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 beep. And then next thing you know, like, your tent pole and your pants jabbing yourself in the wrist and everything. Like, damn it, it failed again.
Yeah. I mean, that is definitely something I remember about being around the age of 15 is like having to kind of master that like forward leaning walk.
Yeah.
It looks like you just really hurt the small of your back.
Yeah, you always put your hand like on your lower abdomen. You're like, oh, geez, man. It's like, I don't know what I ate. Yeah, nothing. You ate a big picture of like Playboy nudes. That's what you ate. And it was delicious. Mixed in alongside ringing anecdotal endorsements of abstinence, many posters write about loneliness, insecurity, and a lack of sexual experience. None of that has anything to do with masturbation.
Well, except that they're being sold this package of, oh, hey, if you don't masturbate, women are going to find you super attractive. You're going to be way more confident. It's going to boost your testosterone, which is going to make you more ripped, which will make you more desirable for women. And, like, everything is being sold towards this will make you a more desirable life partner.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. There are women out there that prey upon these NoFappers.
Oh, sure.
You know, and just like a...
They're called OnlyFans content creators.
Well, no, I was going to say, like, there's that, too. But I was going to say, there's women that prey upon, like some of the, like, others that... Well, you were telling me the thing about, I think you were telling me, where the, shit. Was it you that told me about where the guys that would go to, like, they would see a woman, look her up, And then see she had OnlyFans page and then like attack her.
No, that wasn't me. Okay. I never heard about that.
So surprise me. It's like you know, guys would go to like, I don't know, like it was somebody else. They'll tell me that these guys would go to like Instagram and they would just be just going scrolling through Instagram and they would see like a hot looking chick, right? So a cute girl. Yeah. Then they would go to her page, look up and start looking around and then see she has OnlyFans page and then go out there and attack her for having OnlyFans page. But the thing is, they're just going through trying to find girls they find attractive to see if they have an OnlyFans page so they can attack them.
Right, right.
So like you're just looking to attack somebody.
So when you say attack, you mean like they would post on their page and shame them?
Right, and say, you know, be like, oh, I thought you were, you know, like you were like a good girl, but then I see that you're just an OnlyFans slut, something like that. Like,
yeah. It's
like, but you actually, like, it's not like you just stumbled upon it. We were having a conversation. You went out there looking for me.
You were probably searching by the hashtags or some shit.
Well, they were just scrolling through just trying to find, like, if the girl was ugly, they wouldn't bother.
Right.
So it's just like, I'm looking for girls that I find attractive, and then I'm going to shame them because of that. But I don't really, I'm not just going through Instagram just looking at what's out there. I'm specifically looking for someone and hoping that they have this thing that I want, which is the only fan space. So I'm like, that's just stupid. So there's women out there that will do this to these nofap guys. Right. Because they will, like, oh, you know, I've been, like, you know, here's my 90 day chip, right?
Right.
And then the girl will be like, oh wow, you know, like, you're so attractive. I find you so attractive. You're so much confident. Feeding into the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then go out with them, have sex, but then be like, oh, I'm not on the pill. Don't come inside me. Just pull out and come on my stomach. What happens? You pull out, you start jacking off. Oh,
gotcha, fucker.
Right, exactly. These are some bitches. I mean, like, damn. But on the plus side, though, you are guaranteed to have sex at least every 90 days.
I mean, if what they're telling you is true, sure.
I just made that other part up. but yeah, these like, you know, like you were saying as well, like, you know, these posts on here where these guys are like in this form, like talking to one another and sharing, you know, best practices and shit, like best practices, jack off and, you know, or get laid, but whatever.
Yeah, they're just saying that. Just get out there and have sex, man. Like go to a bar, find yourself a nice lady, offer to buy her a drink. If she says no, then move on to the next one.
Yeah, I mean, bring up.
Don't be obvious about that. Don't, like, let the women see you going, like, ah, oh, she didn't want it. Let's see. She's the second hottest here. Like, don't do that, but just, like, fucking learn how to socially interact with people.
Bring your own bag if you need to. I think she was a racist. Still counts. So, you know, but, you know, loneliness, insecurity, and a lack of sexual experience. So here's the thing about this, right? And this not being, at least as far as I know, it's not being addressed in here. And they're like, well, your problem is you're masturbating too much. I'm lonely, probably because you don't have any friends, probably because you don't get out very much.
Right.
I'm insecure, which is probably why you're lonely, because you're insecure. You don't get out. You don't socialize. You don't mingle. And you have a lack of sexual experience, which is tied into the other things that you're not doing these things right here.
All right.
That's nothing to do with masturbation.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
But then you'll be like, oh, but just don't jack off. And all this shit will magically turn around for you.
Yeah. Like,
you know what? I'm gonna go to, like, one of the Shriners hospitals, be like, if all you fuckers would stop masturbating, you'd all be cured! Your cancer would go away, poof! You can walk, poof! You know, hair lip, gone! Mayday, you look like a fucking Kardashian! Just stop masturbating, you little fucks! I mean, come on!
Yeah. I mean, it's just, like, I mean, it's been a while since I've been in the dating game because I don't give a fuck, but, like, from my personal experience, what women find attractive is that you got shit going on, that you got a life, that, like, it's not like you're dating her because, like, oh, well, I got nothing else going on, please, I'm so lonely, I'm so desperate, it's like, I'm busy as fuck, but I'll make time for you, shorty. Yeah. Chicks like to hear that shit.
I mean, I just figured you might want to go out with me because you're lonely and desperate too, right?
God, there is nothing more painful than watching Riz fail compilations on YouTube. I'm telling you, man. Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I was wondering if you might be doing anything this weekend. You probably are, because you're not ugly, so you probably already have a boyfriend, but I was just wondering if you might maybe want to go out with me.
so bad to watch.
Dude. You know what? You don't have to answer that. It's okay. I'm sorry to bother you.
I'm sorry. There was one guy who kept like trying to shake their hands after that. They'd be like, I'm married. Oh, sorry. Shake my hand. Just give me a handshake. Just take it as a compliment and shake my hand.
No, I don't want to touch you.
It's fucking painful, man.
I mean, people want to connect because they have something positive in common. Like, we like the same kind of books. Mm-hmm. You know, we both have the same, like, interest in photography, whatever. Like, people don't like to connect with somebody that have the same negatives. Like, oh my God, you're a crippling depressive? I'm a crippling depressive too, right? It's like, you know, it's like, meeting someone like you just makes me feel so sad. Right. I mean, like, drug addicts don't go out of their way to, like, date other drug addicts. It just happens to be, like, a byproduct of being a drug addict. What they really like to do is, like, date non-drug addicts and then get them hooked.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's kind of how these things work. Like, I don't know, but, so, anyway. Ideas about masturbation, abstinence, got a big boost from the man who interviewed Rhodes on the radio in 2012, Gary Wilson. Wilson, a former massage therapy instructor in Oregon, who died in 2021, ran a website called YourBrainOnPorn.com. Did he have, like, eggs in a pan in a commercial?
Probably.
Like, it was their testicles. These are your balls. These are your balls on porn. Any questions? Yeah, when does that video come out? While he was neither a medical doctor nor a PhD scientist, he was an adjunct biology instructor at Southern Oregon University for a combined 4 months in 2005 and 2010. It's like, what's that guy? The old actor, I can't think of his name now. He did a lot of shit with, I can't think of anybody's name now. Anyway, he was in one episode of Simpsons. He's like, you know, I was the biggest actor, you know, for over a decade from 1939 to 1940. anyway, so. So this guy had given a viral TEDx talk arguing that internet porn is a hazard to men's brains. Thank you. Thank you so much, Gary Wilson. I mean, when I say I love you, I don't really love you, but I love what you did is that you helped to solidify, you know, my belief that TED Talks are bullshit.
Right. TED Talks
are bullshit because you led a TED Talk, you know, without having any kind of medical degrees. Without having any kind of like background or history or research or anything, you led a TED talk, right? That said that internet porn is bad for you. If you're gonna watch porn, do it by magazine. Make sure you know the person. You know, like Bob Guccione works hard. Hey, Hugh Hefner works hard. You know, it's like, you know, like, yes, they're not actually working hard, but you know, like snapping those whips, that's hard work, you know. Exploiting women, that doesn't just come easily.
It's still pretty based at the end of the day.
So, this is a quote. With internet porn, a guy can see more hot babes in 10 minutes. Okay, more hot babes. That just says right there what kind of person you are. Not attractive women, right? Not naked women, you know, or to see, like, you know, the explicit, you know, parts of a woman's body.
Right.
It's, with internet porn, a guy can see more hot babes in 10 minutes than his ancestor could see in several lifetimes. You know why? Because, like, women back then were ugly. Have you ever looked at a 1950s, 1960s yearbook? Holy shit, none of those girls look good.
Yeah.
None of them. And I'm sorry, in, like the Selena Kyle Catwoman glasses, they just make you look like nowadays, oh, it's kind of cute and kitschy, right? But back then, you just looked like the biggest fucking nerd I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, these are women that would run whenever you said any word that started off with seh. Like, so to segue, she's running away. Like, I thought he was going to say sex. You know, so, like, yeah, that's why you can see more hot babes in 10 minutes than they could have seen in a lifetime because those bitches were ugly. And, sorry, Grandma, but it's true. But I still love you. You know, yeah, in a non, like, internet porn, like, you know, familiar way. The problem is he has hunter-gatherer brain. A heavy user's brain rewires itself to this genetic bonanza. What is this thing with brains rewiring? That's not how brains work. Like, what the... Ugh. This is like Elon Musk, like, idea of how brains work. He should rewire it like a car.
Yeah.
Wilson told the audience in a video that has received more than 16 million views. The video now includes a warning that states several of Wilson's assertions aren't supported by medical or psychological research. NoFap's message today is strongly aligned with Wilson's arguments that watching porn is addictive, causes conditions such as erectile dysfunction and brain fog. If anything, watching porn does the exact opposite. It helps to cure erectile dysfunction. You know, or like, at least get you hard. I mean, not cure erectile dysfunction, but not masturbating clearly didn't because, again, as we said, can't get it up. It's been more than 90 days, still can't get it up. Your theory's blown.
I don't believe the brain fog thing. I will say, like, there is a thing, like, porn-induced erectile dysfunction where it's like you can't get it up without looking at porn. Mm-hmm. And that's perfectly fair.
I mean, so that's
but kind then of... it's like, what about the guys who can't get it up unless they're looking at their loving wife?
Well, those are fucking simps. But it's like the thing where, okay, you can have like the hottest girl in the world, right? And you could be fully all about her, like she, you love her from every angle. She does it for you, right?
Right.
Like you wouldn't even dream about having sex with anybody else. Even if she offered you like a threesome with like a girl that's like just like she goes to the same gym that I do, right? You know,
right.
You'd be like, no, I don't need that. I mean, you are everything. But if she comes home, just, you know, pulls down her pants and lays on the bed and be like, go to town, stud. I'm like, no. Like, nothing about this aroused me. I think your body's hot. I love everything about you. But you have not aroused me.
Right, right.
They'd be like, you know, like you hungry? Yeah. Put in a can of soup in front of her and be like, do it up, baby. Get your grub on. I mean, like you have not presented me with anything that's going to, you know, arouse me. It's going to get me involved.
Right,
you know, so... sometimes, if you're watching porn, like, it's not, I mean, I can watch people fuck any, you know, any day, time of the day.
Sure.
And that's why you got also, like, you know, you have a lot of different divergence of porn, but you've got your porn with stories and stuff, you know, and that kind of stuff. Whether they're just a cheap, stupid, like, I'm here to clean the pool, or like, someone call a handyman, or like, like, I'm sorry, my car broke down. Can I use your phone? Because in this world of like 2024, I don't know what a cell phone is. You know, I'm a simple caveman. I was frozen in some ice and thawed out recently. I don't know what a cell phone is.
That's a good premise.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I'm just going to stick with Kevin. Get me out of the washing machine.
And then you've got your, what do you call those? It's not extreme.
Gonzo?
Yeah, you've got the gonzo stuff, which is just no story, no interaction. Guy, girl, she like maybe shakes about it a little bit. He pulls out his dick. She jumps on it. Bam. There's no lead in. It's just that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So some people that works for. Some people need that. You know, it's like, you know, and every, you know, every once in a while, not often, but every once in a while, I like the idea of a chick with a horse. So... That's from Chasing Amy. I don't really like chicks with horses. but I'm just saying, like the idea of, like, you know, I mean, you can't get it up, you know, like, unless you watch porn. Like, maybe it's not the porn. It's, you know, it's the buildup, the arousal, and that kind of stuff.
The circumstance, yeah.
Right. Just the same reason why women read, like, Harlequin romance books, right? I mean, I don't know about nowadays, but it used to be, like, they weren't explicit.
Right, yeah.
But it was that whole romantic build that would get them all juicy.
Right,
sure.
Yeah.
You know, so, like...
A tasteful fade to black on the sex scenes.
Right. I mean, there are... And I know because, you know, I mean, watch porn or anything, but... And, like, you don't have to watch everything to know the concept of something.
Sure.
There are videos out there that are, like, 45 minutes long. The first 20 minutes has no nudity or sex in it. It's all story. It's all story. And, I mean, and that to me says a lot. I mean,
right.
Like you're really trying to invest somebody in this, you know, but then that's also going to increase like their arousal, you know, they're tied into this thing and that makes whatever is going on better. I also think it's probably more directed towards couples too, right?
Because
again, I mean, like no one's going to be like, yeah, I want to jack off, but not for another 30 minutes. So, but anyway,
some people really need to like, get emotionally invested in the story.
Yeah. But the idea of saying like, yeah, but you know, you've got a problem because you can't, you know, get aroused unless you're watching porn. But like, no, I just need something more than a pair of tits.
Right.
You know, like I'm in a day and age where like a pair of tits is just not enough to do it for me.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's not because of porn. It's just because you can't go to even like fucking Target without seeing some chick, you know, like, you know, like wearing something that is showing so much.
Right, yeah.
Which maybe without showing a lot or anything, but she's still showing quite a bit.
Yeah.
Which is like a hair away from being naked. You see that stuff so often, you're like, like, okay, like, now a pair of tits doesn't really do it for me anymore. Even if you're super hot and they look really good, like, I mean, we've moved away from ankles, like, you know, like, mm-hmm. making guys, like, mm-hmm. jizz. So, like, why would this be any different?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so, within a few years, major media outlets were running profiles of Rhodes and his touted approach to pornography, addiction, including the New York Times, you know, CNN, BBC. Well, I mean, BBC shouldn't be here. We're talking about real news stories here, not big, but, oh, the British Bank. Okay, okay. NPR, co-produced with a Boston member of station WBUR. Anyway, many of those stories didn't include comments from scientists or doctors. NPR spoke to 5 former or current users of the NoFap subreddit or website. Those who agreed to be quoted all asked NPR not to use their last names in order for them to discuss their intimate sexual histories without fear of negative reactions from family and colleagues or backlash from supporters of masturbation abstinence. How about just use my fucking Reddit name?
Yeah.
I mean, because if I'm a user of the subreddit, I'm probably posting out there, so my name showing up in it is going to be common. Like,
well, maybe it's one of those ones that, like, lets you conceal your identity before you post.
But, I mean, still, I mean, it's just a Reddit name, right? So, like I am Lucid?
No, I mean, like, sometimes you can hide your username.
Oh, okay.
I think. I know you can do that on Facebook. I don't think you can. I mean, I don't know if you can do it on.
Most of the time I see on Reddit people, like, anonymous burner accounts and things like that. Right, right. Anyway, so they all turned to online forums to connect with other people struggling with similar problems. Initially, they all felt a sense of relief after finding these online communities. Tim, in his 60s, described his relationship with porn as pretty average until his wife came to him and said his marriage use, said his porn use was destroying her self-esteem. She threatened to end the marriage if he didn't stop watching porn. I'm 60. I'm 60. Like, the fact that I can even probably get it up is a miracle.
It's impressive.
And you're like, like, what kind of marriage do we have right now? Like, we're friends. We are really, really good friends. That's what we are. And we split like the bills. Like, we have gone from being husband and wife, like from a couple to husband and wife to roommates.
Right.
Lifelong
right.
roommates. So, like, I mean, obviously if I'm watching porn, you're not doing some shit. So when Tim tried to stop, he struggled. I signed to him that he was addicted. Okay. Tim, is your wife giving you any? No, but she also doesn't want you to get some, like, to do yourself by watching other people.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you see, the problem here is that, like, I'm hungry. You gave me a can of soup.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to get a can opener. You said no.
Right, right.
I'm still hungry. Like, I mean, you haven't solved the problem there. So after years, So when Tim tried to stop, he struggled. They signed him. He was addicted. After years of finding only religious resources for quitting porn, right? Obviously, if you go to your pastor, he's going to say, stop watching porn. I mean, obviously. I wouldn't even go to my pastor for something like that. Because I know that's what he's going to say. Like, doc, you know, I'm having a problem here where, like, you know, like, I don't know, every 30 minutes and everything, I just want to shoot up some heroin. Stop doing heroin. Stop doing heroin, right, is not an option. What else is, I mean, like, you think that, of course they're going to say that.
What they mean by that is that back in the day, before this was the manosphere way, like 10, 15, 20 years ago, there was software and shit produced by Christians to prevent you from going onto porn sites. Things like that. It was like parental blocker, but instead of like a parental block, it would like email your internet history to your spouse and stuff so you couldn't hide it from her.
Right, but I'm saying basically, like, after finding only glitch resources for quitting porn, like, I mean, like, you really tell me that's the only thing you had, where, like, there was nothing else out there except for just religious resources?
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah. So, Tim,
being involved in a situation where porn was 100,000,000,000% not approved of, yes, back in the day, having spent some time on Google looking into that shit, yeah, that was it. Well, I don't know when he started this, but,
right.
I mean, like, before NoFap, yeah, that was all I could find.
All right. So, Tim welcomed the NoFap company's secular approach. He said the idea of quitting masturbation seemed insane to him at first, but it worked. That's fine. I mean, if you feel like you have a problem with something, you don't want to do it anymore, Like, I'm not going to tell you that you don't have a problem and that you should. Okay, fine. Like, they stop it. You know, as long as that's really the problem here, otherwise you're going to keep falling into his trap. But again, that's your life. You do whatever you want to do. But I was like, I would say, like, whatever it is that's going on, just make sure that's the real problem. Right. And not something right. else. Like, you know, just, you know, what do they say? Measure twice, cut once. Right?
Yeah.
So, anyway. Well, and I could, you know, if you're in AA, you've got an alcohol problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to quit. You call your sponsor. You're like, hey, this thing is going right on right now and everything. I'm really stressed. Like, I just there's nothing more I want right now than just to have a drink. Just like one shot, just like a sip of beer. And the sponsor talks you down and explains to you why you shouldn't do that.
Right.
Call me.
Yeah.
You're trying not to masturbate. You saw a girl, like a really cute girl at the mall the other day. You got a semi and you know that, like, that it's going to grow into a full thing if you don't stop thinking about this girl. So then you call me, your sponsor, and you say, Turk, I got a full on man chubby right now, dude. And all I want to do is just spank the shit out of this. Help me. Can you make that phone call? Can you make that phone call?
I'd have to trust you a fucking hell of a lot.
I mean, I'm just like, okay, for first of all, okay, like, wear your hands, cross your arms, put one hand on one shoulder, put the other hand on the other shoulder, okay? All right, now, like, let's go, where's our nice, calm, quiet place, right? All right, where's that at, right? So whenever we think about masturbation, where do we go to not think about masturbation? That's right.
I just smoked some crack.
It's like, okay, so, so remember, so we're just going to look at pictures of the, like, we're just, take a picture from the Holocaust, okay? Or I mean, like,
oh, God, why is the boner getting worse?
That's when I would just hang out. I couldn't.
I can make jokes about the Holocaust now. I'm just 3% Ashkenazi.
I'd just be like, move to a different camp. I mean, how do you talk someone down from a boner?
I mean,
how do you take that phone call? Be like, you're sitting at dinner and everything with a bunch of people. Like, yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, I'm glad we got get out like this and stuff. You know, it's good to get out and just really kind of like, you know, just talk and have a dialogue with your fellow coworkers and stuff. And beep, 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 beep. Hello. Oh, so I got to take this sponsor for one of my for my groups here. Uh huh. Uh huh. Is your dick still in your pants? Okay. So no. Just put your dick back in your pants. Zip it up. All right. Put your belt. Yep. Tie the belt up and everything. Hey guys, just give me one. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. So no. Don't lay down the bed like face down. Right. Because you're gonna start gyrating your hips. Okay. Let's lay down on the floor on our back. Look up at the ceiling fan. Okay. Just remember. Just watch it. Count the ceiling fans as it goes by. 1, 2. No, don't think about her. Don't think about her. Right? No. Hey, I'm sure her nipples were hard and everything, but we're not thinking about that. Watch the ceiling fan, right? I mean, like, and then people are sitting there like, what? It's like, yeah. Hey, guys, you mind? This is private. I can't, no. It's, yeah. I know I'm being unfairly mean to these people, but like,
I mean, if you think it's going to get you more action and get you superpowers, then, like, what's even the fucking point here?
So, when Tim felt tempted to watch porn...
But before you get running, though, I'm going to just point out we're 45 minutes into this episode.
Well, the actual, like, if you listen to the audio version of this from NPR, it's 28 minutes long. So, I mean, like I said, this is going to kind of be a doozy, right?
We're stopping quite a bit, so...
I mean, you can't... You dick like this all at once. So when Tim felt tempted to watch porn, he posted in the forum. People would chime in with support and offer suggestions like taking a walk. Tim is one of the many users who say they've extended their abstinence indefinitely. He says he last masturbated in October of 2016. Oh, great. I mean, he can like celebrate that every year now because like, who remembers shit like that? It's like the last time I cut my toenails or something.
Right.
For me, it would be dangerous and I don't want to risk it. It threatens my sobriety from porn, which would threaten my marriage. So, how's his marriage right now?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Like, okay, your marriage threatened is that she threatened to divorce you. Okay, but now you're not masturbating. What about your marriage has changed because you're not masturbating?
That is my immediate and only question is your wife putting out?
Yeah. Like, is it the whole thing, is everything the same except for now, right? Oh, shit. Joke.
My, these seas are suddenly heaving.
Well, no more than your bounty and bosom, my lady.
Is that a hearing me or a pirate?
Try that.
Oh, that's so good. Okay.
The little eye roll made it, kinda.
I mean, if nothing has changed except for now she's not threatening to divorce you, but everything's the same way it was before you gave up porn, like, you have not gained anything.
Yeah.
I mean, now you're actively, like, trying not to masturbate, and you're like, but I'm being abstinent. But your life hasn't changed. It hasn't gotten any better. Right, nothing has changed. I mean, fucking divorce that bitch. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But she's like, I don't like the fact that you're doing this. But if I stop doing that, what about this situation here is going to improve?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if she's not putting out after you have abstained from looking at porn since 2016, then yeah, I wouldn't fucking waste my time with the bitch, but that's just me.
Right. I mean, nah. So, nofap.com, Tim says, saved his life. Derek had different experience as a teenager growing up in Kentucky. He watched porn for a couple hours after school every day. A couple hours? A couple hours? Like, are you watching the videos all the way through? Because you don't need to do that, man. You can skip ahead, dude. Yeah. Most of them have, like, a little thing on there, like, you can, like, advance by 10 or 30 seconds. Whatever.
Yeah, just scrub over the slider bar, man.
Yeah, dude. I mean, just get the shit you want to do. And the thing is, like, if you go too far, hey, you can just slide it right back. All right. In church, he was told that masturbation was a sin. Okay? Finding the NoFap website, he said, felt like striking gold. He found advice that his pornography use and masturbation were connected to the erectile dysfunction he struggled with. Again, like,
if you're 16 and you're struggling with erectile dysfunction, you need to get to a fucking doctor.
Yeah, you've got some depression and shit going on, man.
Like, that's a severe issue at 16.
Okay. NoFap.com referred to this as PIED. I guess it's PIED. P-I-E-D. Porn-induced erectile dysfunction.
Hey, there we go. It's all coming back around. See,
It is.
I know this world.
Like a bad penny.
I know this world.
I felt like I had found all my answers, pretty much. And it was like a weight off my shoulders for the time. Derek tried the 90-day masturbation abstinence reboots. Try our 90-day abstinence reboots and everything. And we tell by you will feel a lot better. Yeah, I did the NoFap 90-day abstinence reboot and everything. Is like, and for the first time in my life, I feel healthier, stronger, I have more energy. It's like, you know, my clothes fit better. You know, when I go to work, people are like, hey, have you done something different? It's like, no, just not masturbating.
Work it harder, make it better. It faster makes us stronger.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing is like, you know, like if after 90 days, right, I'm not satisfied, you'll give me all the passwords to my porn sites back. You know, like,
I mean, after 90 days, if I'm not satisfied, then you damn well better let me, like, get all my missed masturbation sessions back.
Yeah, because that's the only thing that's going to stop me from blowing your shit up. Like, he's coming, oh, shit.
I mean, that's...
Fine, give him back his Pornhub account. And it's like, see the car coming and it just stops. And just sits in the road for, like, hours. Sorry, go ahead.
That's anywhere between 90 to 120... like, faps that I'm missing.
Yeah.
So if I don't walk out of this with fucking superpowers and all my health problems gone, then yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
you better be buying me some of those, like, gas station boner pills or something.
So Derek tried the 90-day masturbation abstinence reboots, but said he could never make it that long, which made him feel awful. Every single time that I would fail, it was just a constant loop of, oh, we're doing so well, and then, oh, I messed up. I beat myself up. Seems like you're beating yourself up already. Throughout the entire process. Again, you're failing. So I'm trying the 90-day abstinence, right? I'm failing. How do I have porn-induced erectile dysfunction? Because, again, if I have erectile dysfunction, I can't masturbate. So, like, your circuits are not connected.
Yeah, which, again, all they mean is you can't get it up unless you're looking at porn. Like, that's what they mean by that. They're not saying it is impossible for you to get it up. They're saying it's impossible for you to get it up unless you're looking at porn. At which point, you stop looking at porn for a while, and eventually you can get it up without needing to look at porn again.
Except for the fact that if I'm not looking at porn and not looking at anything sexual, what am I getting it up to? I mean, that's like the whole point. Like, porn, I see something I like, it arouses me, I get hard.
Yeah.
If I'm just sitting here and I'm watching a spider crawl across the wall and I start getting hard, I got like a whole different problem going on. Like, it's not like I can't do it without porn. It's just that, like, me just, like, watching an episode of Scooby-Doo, again, if I get hard, like, that's a different problem.
Well, I mean,
I have to be looking, I have to have something that's, like, I'm looking at visually that's going to arouse me, or like listening to like a really good, like, you know, like X-rated audiobook, or, you know.
I mean, Scooby-Doo is probably the wrong example there.
Yeah.
People get mighty damn horny for that.
Well, okay. You know why? Because they every other episode of Scooby-Doo would have the scene where Velma would drop her glasses, and they'd always show her bent over with a skirt hiked up, like trying to find her glasses. I mean, that's like the modern day, I'm stuck. I mean, like, that's equal to the modern day, I'm stuck in the couch thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't find my glasses. Who's that behind me? Lift up my skirt. Shaggy? Scooby?
And Velma's, or Velma, she's thick.
And the thing with Velma is, like, you know that she was fucking both Shaggy and Fred.
Oh, of course.
But she wouldn't say anything because, you know, like, she didn't want to stop. So she's going to pretend like she doesn't know what's going on. I'm like, oh no, nothing's going on here. But then, like, oops, I dropped my glasses. It was like the code word. Oops, I dropped my glasses. Right? Wink, wink. You know.
They just have, like, Pavlov's boner.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, and then she's like, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want this to stop. You know, it's kind of a bit of a shame spiral too, right?
A little bit, a little bit.
But then, of course, that would all be worked out because they were like, you know, whenever she say, like, you know, the only reason I'm even on this team is because, you know, you guys get to have sex with me, you know, kind of whenever you want without actually having to date me. It's like, no, you're also really smart. We can solve half these mysteries without you. Really? Yeah. Okay. And then you smack in the back of the head or glass hit the ground. I'm like, whoops, look what happened. You purposely, like loosen the screws in her glasses so they're always falling off. So besides the reboots, he picked up other ideas from the NoFap world. If you masturbate, all your testosterone is going to go down the toilet, and you're going to be like a raisin, you know? Oh, scary, said Derek. You don't have to masturbate in the toilet. I mean, you could, like, depending on where you are, you can just roll over and just dip that shit right in the carpet. Bam!
See, I'm going to counter that because I'm pretty sure that it's a proven thing that if you're regularly having sex with a woman, then that boosts your testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that just because I'm nutting into the sink or whatever, or the Fanta,
yeah,
or my hand, that magically makes my testosterone drop because my dick and my testosterone somehow knows, wait, it's not going in a vagina. It's not going in a vagina. Abort, abort, dump the testosterone. I don't believe that. That's fucking bullshit. That's not how the body works. Something is either going to increase your testosterone or decrease it.
I mean, I was jacking off one day, you know, tried to get into the tissue and everything. A couple spurts missed, hit the ground. I'm not going to get on my hands and knees with a fucking, you know, magnifying glass trying to find it. I just know they're hitting this general area here. So I'm not going to walk there without, you know, in just like bare feet or socks for the next hour or so.
Right.
I don't know what happened, but I woke up the next morning. There was like a foot long ant at the foot of my bed. I was like, holy shit. You got my testosterone, you bastard. So he doesn't look at NoFap content anymore, and he feels comfortable with the amount of porn he watches. More recently, he got off his ADHD medication and realized it had been causing his erectile dysfunction, not pornography. Now 24, he looks back at his time with these ideas and wishes he had spent so much of high school stressed out about masturbation. That's like that fucking, like antidepressant that I took that prevented me from orgasming.
Oh, yeah.
Like, like, you know, the orgasming is a stress reliever, right?
Right.
Like, yeah, that helps, yeah, yeah. That helps to kind of like balance out the depression. But the shit that I'm taking prevents me from orgasming. Not from getting hard, not from having sex, from orgasming.
Oof. Yeah.
I mean, that's like getting into a roundabout and then someone closes off all of the exits. And I'm like,
yeah, yeah. But like, that just proves our point. Like, he's getting all this information, like, it's gonna solve all your problems. He spends years stressed out about it and struggling with it, and surprise, surprise.
Right.
Like, rather than wasting your time on fucking Reddit to get your life advice, you just need to look on the little orange pill bottle where it says, may cause erectile dysfunction.
Right. Or, you know, if you're on ADHD, and ADHD is a stimulant, right? So you've got to go and you've got to go see your doctor for a refill. Like, I mean, we used to call them whatever, but then the doctor has got to see you like every 90 days, something like that, right? To assess and be like, yes, you still need to be on this. At some point during that, you're like, oh, hey, doc, you know, I can't get hard. Now, as a 16-year-old, that might be kind of hard to tell your doctor, but also at 16 years old, this is a regular thing for you to be doing just randomly sometimes.
Right.
You know, so if that's not happening, you know, then yeah, he might be like, hey, doc, you know, like I'm really super focused now, man, that might be because like I'm not getting hard, but also I'm not getting hard, you know, like it's, you know, and it may not be just a matter of like stop taking it, switch over to a different one. That's why they have, you know, several different brands out there because they all affect different people in different ways.
Right, right.
All
right.
So Jack, now 26, different guy, right, said he was an insecure teenager when he found the NoFap subreddit. He said it seemed to be everywhere in men's self-help spheres online. Again, you're a teenager. You're insecure. I mean, like, you already kind of said that by saying you're a teenager. That just insecure just kind of goes with that. Why are you going online? Like, the first thing you do is like, I'm an insecure teenager. I watch too much porn. Like, why is that the thing? Why is that the go-to?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So there are all these magic pill promises of porns and addiction that cause all these problems. If you just quit it, it'll fix all these problems, said Jack. He says he now believes his porn use was normal, not out of control. After an early success with a reboot challenge, Jack said he tried to abstain from porn probably more than 100 times. He said he would spend hours every day thinking about how to avoid masturbating, often losing sleep. In the meantime, Jack said, he became interested in dressing as a woman. Jack does not identify as transgender, and he uses he-him pronouns. He interpreted this change as something porn was doing to him, based on what he's seen on the NoFap subreddit. The common themes were, porn is turning me gay, or porn is making me cross-dress, or porn is making me want to be dominated. If you're watching that stuff, then yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be watching that.
Like, stop watching gay porn.
Exactly.
there's so much I could say here that's going to get the podcast shut down. I will abstain.
I'm just saying, like, you know, like yes, I've been watching threesomes with two girls and a guy. Now I'm going to fuck my grandmother. And porn did that to me. Like, that's not connected at all.
I mean, maybe you need to, like, download one of those eye trackers and see exactly what you're looking at during the porn. It's like, yeah, I'm trying to watch the girl's pussy, but it's just the guy's ass just up there.
You know what it is? He had a brother that would come into his room at night and would delete his browsing history and then replace it with other shit. So then we're like, okay, what did I watch yesterday? I remember watching that, but I guess I did. And you go, you look at, like, there's tons of videos out there. Like, wow, it's like, I watch a lot of, like, cross-dressing, dominating porn. So NoFap's website's page about pornography addiction says using porn will drive people to more and more extreme fetishes or kinks. I mean, that's like saying that if you drink a lot of, like extra dark roast, right, eventually you're going to want extra, extra dark roast. Well, yeah, because with the kick you got from that is not doing it anymore. You've got to go up. So if you've been watching like this one particular thing, like you're not necessarily going to an extreme or a fetish, but like that's just not doing it with you anymore. Which is kind of like what happens in a lot of marriages, right? It's like yeah. we've been married for so long and everything. This has become routine. It's become sedentary.
Like, yeah, but that is also not a universal thing. Because it's like, I don't abstain from porn. I'm a pretty frequent partaker. Something of a connoisseur. I'm the most vanilla motherfucker in the world. Like,
I mean,
you and I have talked about it plenty off mic. I am extremely fucking vanilla. I mean, without going into, like, a lot of gross detail, like, the only kink I have is that I like chicks who are taller than me.
That's not really a kink. I mean,
like, well, I mean, I kind of like for her to, like, you know,
oh, yeah, you want to be throwing
throw me into a
shit.
Wardrobe, yeah. But that's
I
it.
I like, huh? I mean, but I mean, so I've told my mom, because we, you know, with things that have been happening in within my family,
right,
you know, with
right.
people passing away and stuff like that, and then, you know, as you're kind of like dealing with their, you know, their like homes and that kind of stuff and their belongings, and you kind of, you know, uncover things about people that you didn't know and maybe didn't need to know. And you're like, okay, well, I didn't know that, but I mean, I didn't need to know. Like, I'm fine with it. Whatever.
Right. Right.
So, and obviously, you know, I don't plan on dying before my mom, and I really don't plan on her dying before me. Obviously, though, that would probably be the scenario. But you don't really think about that, right? You don't, I mean, it's just like dying in general. Like, you know, it's going to happen,
sure.
but you don't, you try not to focus on that because you have no control over it. It's just what's going to happen is going to happen.
Right, right.
So, but I had to have some conversation with her. I'm like, in the event of, right, here is passwords to all my shit, right? Because you need to like go in there and like read emails to like, oh, you're subscribed to this thing. I ain't done subscribe you. Like you don't get your bills in the mail. They come to you in emails. I got to be able to find out who you owe money to or like what accounts you have so I can turn those things off, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, as you're going through my belongings, you may come across something, you know, obviously in the event of, right?
Right.
You may come across some stuff. So I'm going to tell you right now, right? There are things that are of interest to me that I would never do. They're like, I may like see or watch something, whatever. Like, I would never participate in that.
Sure, sure.
It is a curiosity.
Yeah.
And I may, and it's not even something that necessarily like arouses me. It's just like, okay, that's interesting. Like, you're looking at like, you know, like you're not.
I was just curious if I could find a video of a midget farting into a vacuum hose.
Right. I mean, and from the opposite side, so he's farting, but then the vacuum is blowing it back in his ass, you know. But I'm just saying, like, you know, it's like, it doesn't, like, I'm not turned off, but I'm not really turned on, and everything's just like, huh, okay.
I mean, I didn't lose the boner.
Right. But I'm like, you have to understand, if this were to happen, you may see some stuff and everything, like, it, you know, in my browser history or, you know, whatever, on like a flash drive or whatever, right? It doesn't mean that I was some weird ass, you know, like kinky sex monster, whatever it was. I mean, it just means that, hey, I looked at something. It was of interest and or like curious and everything. Like, okay. But like, just to put that out there so you know, so I can tell you myself before, you know, in the event of you find something and be like, oh my goodness. And you just start thinking that. He was a monster. Like, he was like, how did he live a life, you know, like a whole second life doing this kind of shit? Like, no. You know, like, so the idea of like people like driving to more and more extreme fetish, it's like, there's shit out there and you're like, oh, that's a thing? But like, huh. Okay. Like, that's, I'm not interested. I'm not disinterested. I'm just like, huh. Like, I can't put it in the context. It's like, okay, would I ever do something like that?
All right there, folks, that was Our Moms Think We're Funny. Let's give them a hand.